This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, lots in the news to discuss, and we are here to take your phone calls and thoughts about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. Coming up here shortly, we're going to get into the latest from the dark web. Yes, another darknet underground marketplace has shut down, although this time it looks like it might have been an exit scam instead of the government gang taking them down with violence. We will tell you about that. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The debate from today is uploading as we speak. It was streamed live earlier at 3 o'clock Eastern. If you missed it, there will be an uploaded version to the Free Keen YouTube channel. Technically, you could always go to our Twitch and our DLive channel and play them back because their archive is there. It's available immediately. So folks who wanted to could play it back, but it, you know, the official version will be going up here tonight. This is actually the second show we've done from the studio today because we did produce today's Republican gubernatorial debate here live, which featured you, nobody.
Yep, and we've still got a third one to do.
A third debate?
No, third show today.
Oh, right, because you've got Nobody Tells the Truth coming up later tonight.
Absolutely.
And hopefully the show is as good as the debate was, because that turned out pretty good.
You watched it?
You liked the debate?
Of course, nice. I watched it.
Okay, well, you're a busy guy. You're running a business.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I'll give you that. But yeah. I did get the first part and then the very last part.
Yeah, good. Nice. Well, I think everybody had warmed up pretty good by the end. Mark had never hosted a debate before, so he was a little flummoxed by the way debates were supposed to go. And we managed to iron it all out by the time we got through the first 20 minutes.
It wasn't hostile like I kind of expect it to be.
Is he a hostile guy? I mean, he's
no,
a
but,
guy.
You know, usually when you're getting into a debate with, like, another party, it's kind of...
It's not another
more
party.
Debate-ish.
Well, I mean, you are a libertarian, and
I am a libertarian.
You're running as a Republican.
I am running as a Republican, but you know, then again, Ronald Reagan said that libertarianism was one of the three-legged stool. Was that his thing?
I don't know
conservatism, which I don't consider it conservative.
No, not at all.
I consider it radical.
Conservatives are libertarian on some things, and progressives are libertarian on some things.
I think it's a fair statement.
So,
man, today they're. Well, you know, I kind of feel like neither are libertarian at all because they're both willing to use violence to achieve their objective. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Well, I mean, you know, the left wants to, you know, more programs, right? And then the right does too, though, I guess. So just different programs. So
I mean, they're only libertarian on certain issues.
Yeah,
right. So they take a libertarian perspective in certain ways when it benefits them.
Yeah,
right? So
they're libertarian about the things they want. They want to do.
Sure.
And are authoritarian about the things they don't want
to
do.
That's right. Yep, exactly right.
Know?
They don't have principles.
No, definitely not.
Well, I don't necessarily see it as that. I see it as, you know, maybe they haven't watch the logic as carefully.
They certainly don't subscribe to the NAP.
It's not our principle. Right. Yeah, so. It's not our principle, which is, as you said, non-aggression principle.
Right.
Their principle may be, and Karen, for instance, Karen Testerman was the other person in the debate besides Nobody. She's also running for governor here in New Hampshire, so they're both competing to try to take down the incumbent. But she did talk a lot about family, and to her, that's probably one of her principles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether she believes the government should mandate certain things about, you know, promoting the family or whatever. We didn't get that deep into her beliefs.
Yeah. And that was unfortunate because, you know, I kind of preemptively talked about that a little bit, but I didn't there is nothing concrete.
Yeah, I mean, since you start going down that path of family, it's almost never going to be libertarian.
Well, well, I mean, the thing is, I go down the path of family as well, but I go down it in a very different way, which is family is what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to marry four people, you should be able to marry four people.
Let me rephrase. I think when anybody other than a libertarian goes down that path, it's certainly not libertarian.
Yeah.
Well, it's not libertarian, but that's the stuff we got to talk about. Burned to death if we talk about only the stuff we agree about.
Sure, sure, sure. But I don't hear libertarians talking about family very much. And
well, you don't hang out with the family ones.
This is true, but even when I hear people talking about family, even in libertarian circles, I often tend to hear it from people who are not that libertarian.
Maybe. I mean, I don't run in those circles myself because
right.
I don't have a family.
I don't either. So.
And it could just be that because you don't expect to see it at libertarian events, they strike you as less libertarian ipso facto, but that's more...
I know libertarians with families,
sure,
but they don't run in those circles that are talking about, you know, family values and whatever else.
Now, that's a different matter, though. Because family values is a little bit code for something, isn't it?
Probably.
Because it's not your family's values, and it's not my family's values, and it's not Ian's family's values. It's a particular, they've got a particular family in mind.
Right.
And we don't know that family.
it's a family that doesn't really exist, but yeah.
But it's a hypothetical family.
Sure. You know? It's 1950s, stereotype of a family. Presumably.
Which is okay. You can do that. And it's okay to live that way, even if it's not what I would choose, because just about everybody who wants to be happy should choose things that I wouldn't choose, because I'm bizarre.
If it was all voluntary, sure. I don't think there's anything to object. I think part of the problem, though, is that usually family values, and I don't know if I can get into exactly how this is, but family values tend to incorporate ideas that are definitely not libertarian. They involve force and violence and things of that nature. So.
Yeah, I think sometimes they do, and certainly in our society, everything involves force and violence because everything involves the government. That's the unfortunate thing is that even on the conservative side, they have come to almost accept that their lives will be run by the government, and they're just going to squawk every once in a while when they feel strongly about something. But a lot of times. They just take it, and I think that's very unfortunate, especially since they are the side that actually talks about being able to fight back, but never wants to. The other side wants to fight back, but won't do the things that it needs to do to be able to. For example, getting a large number of guns and the training to use them. That would be, That if you really want to change the world, you can't do it without that.
So I was watching last night, speaking of Republicans speaking and such. Normally, I wouldn't spend any time watching a Republican or Democrat
boring, right?
National convention. However, after the show was wrapping up last night, I was made aware that the thing was still going on. And apparently... Interestingly, the Republicans actually held their debate yesterday, or not debate, their convention yesterday, on the White House lawn.
So was this was a national...
Yeah, the Republican National Convention. Rather than being in some, stuffy hotel somewhere, they put 2,000 chairs out on the White House lawn, set up all their, stage and lighting and things like that, and did a full-on convention on the White House lawn. So you got to give them credit. And that's a pretty ballsy thing
to do.
Well,
it's a ballsy move, especially because it kind of shatters a little bit of tradition because, the party is supposed to be neutral through the convention. They never are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they always lie and say they are.
Yeah, yeah.
This year they're not lying.
No, straight
up. And
out
when
there.
A politician starts lying, you better reach for your wallet.
Yeah.
Because he's getting ready to come at you straight up.
It's kind of interesting that they, they utilized the White House lawn. You would think that would be kind of like an interest issue where.
It is. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Can the Democrats go and do that?
It's a conflict of interest.
Can.
Right. Yeah. Like, what about the Libertarians? Can we go out and,
But it's also a a conflict of interest because he's running against other people.
Yeah, right.
Or
absolutely.
Maybe they could have. Maybe the Democrats could have done it, but they didn't think of it, and they already held their convention, so it's too late now. There's more coming up here. Because I don't think they did it until the last day, but correct me if I'm wrong on that. I only found out about it yesterday. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can call in. You can bring up what you want. We are kind of talking about, of all things, surprisingly, the Republican National Convention, something I would not normally find interesting at all. But what I found out last night was that there was a lady who spoke at the convention that Donald Trump apparently commuted her sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in prison for a life sentence, first-time offender, for drug-related charges.
Wow.
Yeah, federal, apparently. And so she not only did she have her sentence commuted, but after last night, after she spoke at the Republican convention, Trump pardoned her as well.
Wow.
So first he commuted her sentence, then he pardoned her. So we'll talk a little bit more about
that. If only
he
had the balls to do that for all of us,
right,
he might earn some support.
I was thinking just Ross, even.
Well, Ross Ulbricht would certainly be somebody else who he should definitely do this for. But you're right. It's just a symbolic gesture. It doesn't mean a whole lot unless you can do it for all the people that deserve to be out from behind bars.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of people.
I mean, it would certainly mean something for me because basically I do have one thing in common with Donald Trump, which is when I started talking, the FBI came along and tried to silence me. In a different way.
This is true.
They couldn't make him a felon. He's got a lot of lawyers. I had to use a public defender.
Right.
So, you know, so they didn't completely destroy his life, but they did spy on him. But
now, he couldn't pardon you, right? That wasn't federal charges that you faced.
It wasn't federal charges.
Wait, he doesn't have the power to pardon states?
Yes, I don't think so. Really?
But one thing that I would do is say, to the extent that I could make it stick, that if you committed a victimless crime somewhere else, maybe I can't pardon it, but New Hampshire cannot care.
What do you mean New Hampshire cannot care?
I mean, basically, that to the extent I can do it by executive order, say, ignore that.
You're saying
employees.
As president?
As governor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about you were in Trump's position.
I'm trying to think of, like, at what point. I mean, you can't just say don't ignore or to ignore. Like, let's say, like somebody's a felon at the federal level and you don't have power over that, but you can say ignore it at the state level, but that doesn't mean the feds can't come in and say if somebody has a gun that was convicted at the federal level.
Yeah, the only answer
that's
is
not
secession.
Right.
We have to
but
see.
Then, you see, but something's going to lead to secession.
It's
not going to happen in a vacuum, and it's not going to happen from a push. Yeah. It's going to happen from all of a sudden the government does something absolutely horrific.
Well, how much worse can it get?
Well, I mean, they do it all the time, but the thing is,
the frog in water has kept people pretty complacent.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of things to keep them distracted. They've got their Netflix. They've got their sports, although sports are kind of going away now because of COVID.
Yeah.
I think there's usually somebody.
Not because of COVID, because of Black Lives Matter.
Well, no, it's because of their response to COVID. They're shutting down sports. I mean, the entire fall semester at the college has been, the entire fall semester sports have been canceled at the college.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a radio station that I spoke with today, because, again, I call radio stations for, you know, during the daylight hours to try to pitch Free Talk Live to them. And one of the guys I've been talking to for a while says, yeah, we might need you coming up in a couple months because they don't have as much sports this year because it's just not there.
Oh, right.
And so they had to take their sports that they had on their AM talk station and move it over to their sports station because the sports station started to have gaps in programming. So they took whatever left they had from sports on the talk station, moved it over to the sports station. So now they're going to have some more room on the talk station. So it's actually an opportunity for Free Talk Live.
Sounds like
in this case. And a lot of our stations had preempted us for sports previously. But if the sports aren't there to preempt us for, then we're going to get more airtime.
We can preempt them.
Yeah.
Or post them to
That's great.
Whatever.
Let me bring Robert on the line here. He's in Vermont, and of course you can bring up anything you want. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I should say good evening, gentlemen.
Whatever time it is, wherever you are. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, look, I don't know. I watched the debate last, you know, the presidential, as much as I could stand anyways. And
they didn't have a debate. You mean you're talking about the national convention?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if you noticed, but I mean, there was hardly anybody at all wearing masks.
Yeah, or, that was nice to see.
But it's just the elite.
Social distancing, you know, so to me, that tells me that the pandemic's over with.
Guys, don't you know that the elite are just immune from the virus?
Well, I don't know if it's... I mean, I suspect that the people in that audience were probably more well-to-do than they weren't. I don't know what it took to get tickets into that thing, but it was still
driving
true.
Somebody always helps.
Yeah, well, again, you'd have to be somewhat well-to-do to be able to do that, I suspect. Mm. But, you know, in this particular case, Robert's correct. It was basically a full audience of people. Very few of them were wearing masks, and that imagery still did go out to people. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah. So they don't have to wear a mask when they're on a Zoom call?
No, this was the 2000. This was the 2000.
Oh, that's funny.
You're joking.
No,
about
that was a story we covered that the lowly peons of their organization had to wear masks even when they were in their homes alone talking on Zoom, because this is all about how it looks.
Yeah, that was
nothing's real.
State Department of Health, I think. It was Wisconsin or Minnesota or something like that. Robert, any other comments about the convention? Go ahead.
Well, not so much about the convention, but within the last, like, let's say, 60 days, I've heard myself, you know, like the president, if we would go, he's been doing all of these afternoon speeches and stuff like that at the White House, and he's mentioned about, he talked about looking into pardoning Edward Snowden.
He did talk about that. And I don't know how much looking. Yeah, I don't know how much looking he's done, but he did mention it recently. Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. But it was maybe 2 weeks ago. There were some headlines, and they kind of just came out of nowhere. I think someone asked him at an event about Edward Snowden, and I think he just brought it up that he was looking into pardoning him. Yeah. Now it could just be a tease.
Well, that's the thing. Is Trump will jerk you off. Mm-hmm. Trump will say he's going to do this and say he's going to do that. He promises everything that everybody wants, and then he might produce something for something. Well, I'm a cryptocurrency guy, so you can pay me. If you're paying me to vote for you, then you pay me.
I got some other suspicions about the whole pardoning Snowden thing, and wouldn't that be a really good means or plausible direction to go if you want to effectively get him here in order to prosecute him?
Oh yeah, he should not come back.
I would not come back, even if I was pardoned.
No,
and I put that in quotes,
because they'll come up with other charges.
Right.
As soon as he sets foot, he'll be arrested.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust these liars
from the federal marshals. Or
you know who's going to come for him? The same guys who came to Acosta. Mm-hmm. And told him that Epstein was an intelligence asset and above his pay grade and should be given a pass so he couldn't kill himself.
So we'll talk about this lady that got a full pardon from President Trump, and she was serving a life sentence on so-called drug crimes. We'll tell you more about her, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, plus the takedown of another darknet marketplace. Was it an exit scam that brought down the empire? More coming
up
here.
My favorite.
This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large rally in the nation's capital is putting a spotlight on racial injustice and inequality. The event in March taking place at the Lincoln Memorial.
You know, we need to obey the law. I'm black. And she said, look, black people stick together. When I was walking last night in Washington, D.C., and others, I was black. Why was I attacked by blacks? And those black women who were supposed to support black men, their mouths were far more vicious and far more filthy than the men who, black men who were making those comments.
Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones speaking there on Fox News. President Trump holding a socially distanced rally in New Hampshire on Friday, and the death toll from Hurricane Laura in Louisiana is now at 10. Governor John Bel Edwards saying of the 10 dead, 5 were killed from carbon monoxide poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites used in a fraud scheme to arrange a multi-million-dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound to Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Wall Street wrapping up a strong week. The Dow rose 160 points to close at 28,653. Both the S&P and NASDAQ wrapped up the session at record highs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join our Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Boy, what an interesting day. We had a great debate between Nobody and Karen Testerman, who's the other candidate, the two that are challenging the tyrant king, His Excellency, yeah. Chris Sununu.
Not the pirate king, but I'm the pirate king. maybe I'll change my name to that next year.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Yeah, I can do a Nutcracker Suite presentation in the.
So we're going to talk about some prohibition related stuff. A dark website has been taken down, and it looks like it may be an exit scam. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up here in a bit. Plus, I think Chris, you had some tech news to get into with Mastodon being blocked somewhere. We'll talk about what that means because listeners are probably like, "What? They blocked it?
Oh, it's impacted."
What?
That's what they call it when it happens to horses.
Oh. Yeah.
So we can get into, you know, that issue here when we get a chance. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. But there's also big news from the guys over at AnyPay. Now, we've been telling you a lot about AnyPay over the years here on Free Talk Live as the way to accept cryptocurrency and do it in real life, like your local business accept Bitcoin from other people who want to pay it. And it's a nice thing. Like, that's where they started. They recently expanded to include WordPress sites using WooCommerce, which is, there's a lot of those. So if you've got a blog where you're selling things through WooCommerce, which is the most popular sales plugin for WordPress, now you can just add the AnyPlay plugin to that and just start accepting cryptocurrency within moments. I mean, it is super easy to get started on that. That's all recent good news about AnyPay. But the big news that I wanted to announce tonight for the very first time is that now Edge Wallet has been upgraded. And we've promoted Edge Wallet in the past here on Free Talk Live. It's a great wallet.
Weren't they a sponsor at one point?
They were a sponsor for, I think, well over a year, maybe even a couple of years. And as you might imagine, you know, a lot of people pulled back advertising during COVID.
Oh, right. So, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, they're still a great wallet, and I still like to talk about them and promote them as a great solution.
Oh, yeah.
But AnyPay recently upgraded their system, and so Edge had to kind of catch up. And we managed to incentivize that to happen because Edge is open source, which is cool. So AnyPay was able to, like, make the changes necessary to make to Edge and then just submit them to Edge. And then Edge just put them in, right? So, like, Edge didn't even have to really do the work to make their wallet better, which is cool.
Yeah.
And so
that's the great thing about open source. Other people maintain your code for you.
Well, I mean,
to some extent.
Usually it helps in the contribution
this
or improvement of,
yeah.
Right, of, as opposed to being, you know, total maintenance of.
Yeah, so this was incentivized, and that's because we wanted to make sure that Edge continued to be the top wallet to work with AnyPay, because we've installed it in a lot of people's phones. Around here. And so now Edge, the big news is that Edge is now compatible. You just have to make sure you get the latest version. So if you had Edge before, go ahead and check your iOS store or the Google store and make sure that you get the update that was just released, I think within the last 24 hours. So it should be there when you check for it, and then you can use it with AnyPay, and it's going to be so fast. Now it is so fast to pay with AnyPay. It used to be if you scan the AnyPay and you hit the send button on your wallet, it might take like 3 seconds or sometimes 12, sometimes longer if it was like an unusual delay, maybe you have bad internet or something. But now, two to three was like the fastest you could get. Now it's so fast that when you swipe the little send dealy, whatever you call that,
it's
slider,
pretty crazy.
You swipe the send slider and then it does its little spinny thing while it sends it. AnyPay will show the payment as paid, usually like a fraction of a second before Edge even shows you the "we sent your payment" notice. So
yeah,
it is so fast. It's like reverse fast now. It's pretty awesome. So check out the latest version of Edge Wallet. And if you haven't checked out AnyPay yet as a merchant, whether you're online with WordPress and WooCommerce, or you're in real life with a brick and mortar store, you got to get over to AnyPayInc.com or just download the AnyPay app for your favorite device and get set up and get started. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to start taking cryptocurrency. Just do it. All right. So here's the news that I was surprised to hear when I heard it. So, you know, we know that Donald Trump has done some pardoning. He's done a little bit of it. It's been his buddies to some extent, right? Like he pardoned or commuted the sentence, or was it pardoned?
It always seems that that's how it ends up being. Yeah, the friends get pardoned.
Well, you know, that's how it is, right?
Yeah,
nepotism.
Clinton,
and,
I remember Clinton did that at the end too. I think it was he pardoned a lot of his friends or something like that.
Well, in this case, he's not doing it at the end. He's doing it in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So, you know, credit goes to him for doing this. But what brought this to my attention was, as I mentioned last night after the show was over, it was brought to my attention that this thing was still going on, and of course I'd heard that Trump was speaking every single night, which is unusual, right? Like normally at these conventions, the final event is when the big guy speaks, right? Like when their nominee, in the case of the Democrats, Biden spoke on the last day. Right, so they have 3 or 4 days of this convention, and you know somebody big like the vice presidential candidate speaks the night before the last night, and the presidential candidate speaks on the last night. That's how it is at every presidential convention. But Trump, he's got a lot to say, right? And he can do what he wants, so he spoke every single night as the keynote speaker, basically, from what I understand, at the Republican convention. So I'm like, you know, this guy is so ridiculous. I certainly don't agree with a lot of the things that he does, but I have to admit, he's entertaining. And he's interesting because he isn't as afraid to kind of speak his mind, right? Like, he's not your typical politician. He's still a politician. He's still a liar. But he's at the very least entertaining enough.
I can think of a lot of bad characters in history that were also very entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.
And looking
absolutely.
Back now, it might be okay to say, I don't know, what's a French guy that took over most of Europe?
Napoleon.
Yeah, it might be okay to say he was entertaining to say the least now, but certainly you wouldn't want to say that about somebody more recent.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But he is entertaining, and so I thought, well, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tune this in as I work on the archives, and I have some chores that I had to do, take out the trash and things like that. So I'm listening to this, and Trump hadn't come on yet, so he was still being kind of introduced by his daughter, who gave, you know, the introductory speech prior to him. And what was interesting was she was positioning him as this sort of anti-war character who wants to get the Well, I mean, that to some extent, he has been at least in my lifetime, he's been more anti-war than his predecessors, at least, and again, in my lifetime.
Sure.
He has withdrawn some troops from some places. By no means has it been like a Ron Paul style, full-on, yeah. You know, end the occupation of the world thing, but he's done little baby steps here and there. So she tried to position him as this sort of anti-war candidate, and also position him as this prison reformer. And she brings up this lady, Alice Johnson, who Trump apparently gave a commutation of her sentence for so-called drug crimes. And so I heard the name, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to find out more about this lady. What was it that happened in this case? And so here's a little bit about her. This is from Fox News. Alice Marie Johnson, actually spoke at the same convention. So earlier, I guess, in the day, the lady that he had commuted her sentence commented about President Trump on the final night of the RNC for pushing criminal justice reform and giving her a second chance. She said, quote, "I was once told that the only way I would ever be reunited with my family would be as a corpse. But by the grace of God and the compassion of Donald Trump, I stand before you tonight, and I assure you I'm not a ghost." She says, "I'm alive, I'm well, and most important, I am free." Well, of course, none of us are free, but it's a lot. It feels a lot more right. free when you get out of prison after having been there, in her case, for over 2 decades of her life. She'd been serving a life sentence with no parole for her role in a nonviolent federal drug case until Trump commuted her sentence apparently 2 years ago in June of 2018. She's now 63, and after serving more than 2 decades behind bars as a first-time offender, Johnson is finally free to re-enter society. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her story coming up here, and then we'll get into the dark web, which is an interesting place, and there are dark web marketplaces out there, and there's been a long history. We're coming up on almost a decade now of the dark net marketplace concept, and they still keep going down. We'll tell you what happened to one of the latest and the biggest out there in just a few moments, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here the number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. We're going to go to those here. We actually got somebody waiting there patiently. And you will sound better if you're on the Discord call-in line rooms than you would if you call in on the phone. But either way is fine. We'd be happy to take your call and hear from you, whether it's about criminal justice reform, ending the war on drugs, whatever is on your mind. You can join us here with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and I'll tell you more about this Alice Marie Johnson, who was set loose, set free from prison after 20-plus years behind bars on a life sentence with no parole for her involvement in some cocaine trafficking charges from, you know, decades ago.
Wow.
And we'll tell you more about that story here, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go first to Steven Zeiler. He is on the line calling us from the seacoast of New Hampshire on Discord. Hey, Steven.
Hey, Keen.
Hey.
I'm sure many of your listeners would love to earn passive Bitcoin without doing any hard work.
Well, I don't know if that's possible, Steven, because you usually have to work in order to get something passive going on. You've got to work at it.
That's right. Well, you have to work upfront a little bit, and then... and then you can get passive income with AnyPay's now official and better than ever affiliate program.
Wait a minute. Official? It wasn't official before when you had it? Because we were promoting it on the air.
Well, that was the ambassador program, and this is definitely better and different.
Okay, so wait a minute. So the ambassador program was where somebody could get a local business to jump on board with AnyPay and start accepting crypto, and then they'd get, I think it was maybe 1% of every sale that business made in either Bitcoin Cash or Dash. That was the way that it was. So what's changing?
That's right. And that was paid by AnyPay. And we were helping people to grow the the network. But now the affiliate program is, it lets you earn more than 1% at any business. And it's much more scalable for AnyPay.
Yeah, because, I mean, it seemed to me like the ambassador program was basically kind of like the old Dashback and Bitcoin Cashbacks that you guys did a couple of years back, which was an incentive that you guys were subsidizing to enhance some interest in things. So are you saying that the ambassador program is henceforth being replaced with this affiliate program, that the ambassador program is no longer?
That's right.
Got it.
And they're all across America, and in hundreds of stores around, there are businesses who want to earn Bitcoin. And there are some near you where you live. And when they have customers that pay in Bitcoin, they make money. So they want to promote themselves. And because they earn money when people shop there, those businesses will probably want to pay a little bit to have you bring in customers.
In theory, that might be something they'd want to do. Yeah.
All right. Or maybe, so this is how it works. You don't change anything. When you sign up a merchant with AnyPay, you put in your AnyPay email, like you've been doing, mm-hmm. as the affiliate. And then you might notice that as soon as you do that, every time someone comes to pay, you receive, by default, 1 cent right to your wallet.
Okay.
And this is different because it comes right from the customer's payment.
When you say it comes from their payment, you mean the merchant isn't getting 100% of the sale?
Well, it adds 1 cent to what the customer pays.
I see. Now,
and that's 1 cent, not 1%.
Now, wait a minute. Is it adding 1 cent? Because I know that AnyPay recently changed its model for revenue to where you guys were charging a cent on top that goes to AnyPay for providing the service. Is that still happening? So is it now a 2 cent charge on top of?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. If a business wants you to be an ambassador, then their customers will pay 1 cent. Now, nobody just pointed out it's only 1 cent. That's not very much.
No.
But you can, the merchant in their account, you can help them set how much you get, what percent,
okay, percentage.
Of an affiliate reward. So they can set any percentage.
So what you're saying is you can cut a deal with the merchant. It leaves it up to the ambassador. So if I, like, for me, it's just like it's a mission. I just want to bring merchants on. I don't care about the percentage. So I would leave it as the default. But if this was something that somebody was using, you know, as like an income, this was something they wanted to turn into a business, to go out there, hit the streets, start selling acceptance of crypto, then they could get the merchant to come to some sort of agreement like, okay, well, you know, I'll take 2% of every crypto sale, in return I'll give you this level of service or whatever. Is that the idea, Stephen, where they can kind of come to an agreement on their own?
That's exactly right. They can come to an agreement to earn as much as they want. And the merchant has the option. Does it come out of the merchant's cut, or does it add 2% to what the customer pays?
Okay.
So wait a minute. So that's interesting. So the price will be 2% higher if you pay with crypto then?
It would be if that's what they chose.
If that's what they choose, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how your merchants decide to handle this, because right now AnyPay's got merchants across the planet. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see, well, you know, what percentage of these merchants is going to start charging more for crypto. I don't think that'll be very popular, but I could be wrong.
I mean, I would be more likely to want a discount for crypto, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of merchants told us.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, so my company takes crypto. Now we do. We're an online operation, but and we actually give a discount when you use crypto. I believe the way it works for us is we give free shipping. So
okay.
It's not really as a percentage, it can be significant. It can be up to like 20-something%, 28% like discount. Or it might be
based on
much smaller.
Total.
Like if you order a desktop computer from us, then it's a small percentage. But if you order, say, a Wi-Fi card from us, then it's pretty substantial.
So I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, Stephen. This is the first I've heard of this. I mean, I knew that you guys were working on some cool tweaks. I just didn't know that where they were in development. Just hearing about this. So as a merchant, if you were to pitch this to a merchant, you know that you could. The old way of pitching crypto was, hey, merchant, you get to keep 100% of the sale, and that's a pretty persuasive thing as a merchant, because if you're paying credit card fees, you're paying out at least 3%, if not more. You're talking about 4 or 5% with other credit cards like Discover or American Express. So they're paying at least 3% out to these credit card companies. I'm just trying to think what the best pitch would be. Like, hey, why don't you give your customers 3% off or 2% off and then cut me 1%, that way it's still 3%. You're not losing anything and you're incentivizing people to pay with crypto and 1% goes to the person who helped get you set up. But it could be completely up to the merchant and the individual, which I think is cool that you're letting people make those choices.
We don't know how much it's going to be, and each merchant's different.
Right.
Many of them in Thailand that we talked to, they give to 10% off to attract people who have meetups, and they want them to come there. And
now, is that something you can do here? I'm sorry to interrupt, but is that something you can do? This, I know you said that you can raise the price in order to pay this ambassador. Can you also lower the price, meaning the cashier doesn't have to do the math, right? Like, because the cashiers aren't going to be good at that. If the total sale is $100, we might be able to easily knock 3% off if we're good at math, but the cashier might not be good at that. So they just type in the total, and then would all the math be done in the background, or does the cashier have to like figure stuff out?
Oh, let's say that it's they get 5% reward to the affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
When the cashier types in $100 and your wallet says you're paying $100, but actually your wallet pays $95 to the business and $5 to the affiliate.
So the customer has no idea about that. It's completely transparent. They don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. And so would the merchant be able to set a discount on all the products that they sell for crypto, but not send anything of that discount to the affiliate?
Oh, that sounds cool. And we don't have that yet, but we've been working on it.
Yeah, so it's interesting. And so how does one go about setting these new options if you're a merchant with AnyPay? Is this something?
Sign into your online admin for AnyPay. Mm-hmm. And there's an affiliate section, and it's right there. You put in your affiliate's email, and you set the percent you want. You set whether or not the customer pays or you pay as the merchant.
Very cool. That's exciting. Do you guys have any other questions for Stephen while we've got him on the line? I guess that's a no.
I'm glad to hear that you guys think that AnyPay and Edge is so fast.
It's so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. You guys are also qualified with other wallets, right? You want to rattle off some of the other wallets that are qualified with the new AnyPay 2.0, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there's Bitcoin.com wallet,
mm-hmm.
Mycelium wallet. Those are popular. There is Handcash wallet, Dash wallet, all of the official Dash wallets, Dash text. There's Electron Cash. There's a blockchain wallet.
So there's a process going on here. And at some point, not tonight, Stephen, but I do want to talk about what we can help you do with this, because there's some wallets that are they're trailing behind the others. And they need to get brought back up. But that's Stephen from AnyPay, and we'll talk about that another time. I definitely appreciate you calling in tonight. Check out AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. The next step is going to be to reach out to wallets like Coinomi and Exodus and get them on board with this new payment system they've got. It's pretty sweet. We're coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case.
The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.